Number 4. Campus Life.
Listen to part of a conversation between a student and a librarian. Excuse me. I was wondering if you could answer a couple of questions I have about library services. I'm a little confused and I could really use some help. That is, if you have a moment.
Oh, of course. It's my job. It would be no trouble at all. What can I help you with?
I've been looking at this pamphlet that explains the ways that we can find help with research. I mean, most of it is straightforward and pretty self-explanatory. But this one, this real-time help, I don't get it. Like, what is it?
Yes. We often get questions about that. It's a new service that we're quite proud of, actually. Real-time help is useful when you're searching the online catalog at home. Instead of using email, we now have a link on the library website. To use it, you have to log on to our library website, then click on Advanced Options. After you click the Advanced Options, look for the Utilities menu choice. Click on Utilities. You will see an icon labeled Talk. If you click on that icon, you can chat with a librarian in real time. That means your typed question will be answered right away while you're sitting there. No waiting around for someone to respond to your email.
Wow, what a good idea. To be honest, I gave up on the email help service because it was often faster and easier just to walk to the library. And sometimes, I would have to wait a few days before I got a response. One other thing. My computer is quite old, so I was wondering if I need any special software to use this, what's it called again? Real-time help service?
That's right. You've got the name right. Absolutely not. If your software can access the library website, then you have everything you need to use real-time.
Great. When's real-time help available? You know, what I mean is, what are the hours?
During the fall semester, you can access this service from Monday to Thursday between 9 a.m. and 10:30 in the evening. Friday has shortened hours between 9 and 4:45 p.m. On the weekend, we've just expanded the hours. Now, where did I put that memo? Aha, here it is. Yes, on Saturday, it's available from 11 a.m. to 4:45 p.m. and Sunday from 1 p.m. to 10 p.m. I'm sorry, did you get all that? Soon there's going to be a new pamphlet with the current time schedule. You should pick up one of those so that you are familiar with the times.
So, is real-time help only available to students?
It's for currently registered students, faculty, and library staff only.
Cool. What kind of questions can I ask?
We would hope that students would restrict their questions to the library and the online catalog, as well as internet information. With so many students and staff members, we don't want people to have to wait to use the service. So we suggest a time limit per session of 15 minutes.
Is there anything that's off limits? Like, anything that we can't ask?
Well, we're not experts on every topic that students are working on. That means that any kind of detailed or specific questions about research should be directed to your professors. Also, any queries about fines or due dates of materials you've signed out should go to the circulation desk.
Okay, thanks. I understand. You've helped me a lot. Thanks a million.
It's my pleasure. Good luck with your research.
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer. 19. What is the discussion mainly about? 20. According to the librarian, what software does the student need in order to use real-time help? 21. What does the librarian mean when she says this?
I'm sorry, did you get all that?
22. What can be inferred about the real-time help service? 23. Listen again to part of the conversation. Then answer the question.
It's for currently registered students, faculty, and library staff only.
Cool.
How does the student feel about real-time help? 24. In the conversation, The librarian describes the process of using real-time help. Put the steps in the correct order.